Okay. It is doable on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I'm sorry, but they did tell me, that it was doable, but what happened was FEMA has allowed people from Rita and Katrina to extend their stays. So they are already there and they are paid for. If we had booked right after the hurricane, then we wouldn't have had this problem.
We could have put people out in the street, you mean?
They would have had to tell those people, we have something booked, we have to put you elsewhere.
Right.
Okay, but all that said, we could actually change hotels if we changed to a different day. I would hate to do that. I don't want to do that. But so the 22nd is okay for them?
The 22nd is still doable. Other people have gotten in addition to the victims of the hurricanes, other people, I think there's a major Promise Keepers thing that
my God.
On the 14th. They came in before us.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so considering now the issues with the hotel, let's move. Donna, can we go down the list and see who's not available the weekend of the 21st through the 23rd or the weekend of the 27th through the 29th?
Well, Madam Chair?
Yes, Mark.
Maybe we should move to another city for this time.
We cannot do that. Point of order. The bylaws are clear where we meet.
Well, the bylaws are also clear about a notice, so we can do what we want to do.
Excuse me. Okay. Pardon me.
Well,
It would be a big political mess to change the city. Let me just say that, okay?
It's
their turn. It's their turn. There was no hurricane. All the planes are continental to change us to move to Washington. I already checked all that stuff. There's not nonstop flights. It's a whole complete chaos to go to a different city with our airlines booked like they are also.
Can we move forward, Madam Chair?
It sounds like we need a little discussion. Could we have a stack?
Thank you, Donna.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'll put myself on it.
Lauren, please.
Madam Chair, I'd like to request that you stop muting yourself so that you can manage the flow.
I'm not muting myself, Dave.
Good.
Thank you. Lauren, who else?
Okay, the weekend of the 21st, of the 22nd is a KPFA LSB meeting. However, if the PSNB would approve a motion to change the LSB meeting to the following week, I could support that week. And if that works well with the reception city, Houston, I would approve that the weekend of the 22nd.
This is Red Point of Information.
Yes, sir.
Why would we need a PNB resolution for a local board to change the date of its meeting?
No, we don't need it.
Because I believe we do because it's muted. Because it's already arranged, it's noticed, and I think that we do need a motion to change it.
It's not necessary that we need it for a PNB to change. If that's a request of the KPFA LSB, then we can discuss it at that point.
Yes,
but
Madam Chair.
It's not necessary. Who else
would
like to be
added
to the stack?
I'm sorry, but I believe it is necessary.
Lavarne, we're not going to continue with this. Who's next on the stack?
Excuse me, I don't want to continue. I just wanted to state my opinion, and I'm through with it, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Next.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would hope, Lavarne, that you would need a resolution from the PNB that the LSB would realize that they would rather have their people at the PNB meeting and would work around it. I think they still have time to give notice to change it to another weekend.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Great, thanks.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mark, back. I got cut off.
Yes, Mark?
Eddie wants to be on the stack, please.
Okay,
well,
Mark.
I was just saying, and I understand it. First of all, I have the greatest time in Houston of all the PNB meetings, including my own, but that's not the point. I'm just saying that if we know there's already a problem pushing it to the 21st, and this, I'm saying this not just because I know I can't be there on the 21st, because, you know, you could go on without me, but I just think that if we move it back, there's no guarantee on the 21st that will be clear there, because this is still a fluid situation. And the idea that because it wasn't as devastating as we anticipated, there's still a lot of lives at stake here. And I know we want to go ahead with it anyway, but maybe what we ought to do is think that maybe that's something that we can't do this time around. It is something unusual that has occurred, and, you know, maybe we have to adjust.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Fadi?
All right, thank you. Actually, I do believe, with regards to LaVarne's comments, that LSV meetings can only be agreed to at an LSV meeting. Since
can you speak up, please?
Since the next KPFA LSV meeting is the 22nd, there is no meeting in between. The KPFA LSV cannot meet and actually agree to another meeting date, which is where LaVarne was trying to get to. So yes, I do believe that we do need the PNB motion on that. Secondly, I can meet any weekend but the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd. I had a death in the family, and we are holding our 40-day memorial that weekend, and obviously I'll be at that, much more important than being elsewhere. So I'd love to be with you, but I won't be if that's the weekend that's chosen.
Thank you, Fadi.
Madam Chair, I like to be on the stack.
And
go ahead,
me
Donna.
Too. It's Bob.
Go ahead and consider changing the location to another spot. And I was wondering why we couldn't have the PNB meeting where Marty Durlin is in Colorado. So I guess that's a proposal or a motion that we move because of the extenuating circumstances of Houston. Number one, I don't want to stay at any hotel and put anyone out of their room. You know, I just couldn't do that. And
but not be putting anyone out of their room.
There are people who are going to be homeless for 6 months, maybe a year. Maybe they need that hotel room. You know, if FEMA's willing to pay for it, they should be able to stay. Okay, what else was I going to say? And I agree with Mark. The situation in Houston is so fluid that maybe we shouldn't go to Houston. Maybe we should let it alone so that it can heal a little bit. Why is it such a hurry, or why is it so urgent for us to go to Houston at this time? I don't understand that. So I like to entertain present a motion that we move the PNB to another location. And I suggest Colorado, where Marty Durlin is.
Julie, can
point of order?
Julius Michael.
Point of order?
Are we going through everybody on the board? We don't have
to
the staff.
There's way too many people talking. Is there a second for Donna's motion?
There is a second.
There's a point of order from Dave.
Yes, Dave?
There's a motion on the floor, and this motion does not speak to it nor amend it, so I think that we need to deal with it separately.
Okay.
Okay. Michael?
And Julie, I want to speak after.
Pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
The other option would be we could table the date motion until after considering a location motion, so that's another way to do it.
I also have a point of order.
Yes, Wendy.
Well, were we not going through every member of the board to ask them what they thought? Do we people need to jump on the stack? Right, we're already on.
No, we derailed and we're creating a stack, and that was put forth by our secretary. And so I called.
If we don't say I want to be on the stack, we
folks.
Don't get to talk.
Huh? No, I continue to take folks on the stack, and I've asked a number of times. So if you'd like to be added, I can add you now.
All right, add me, please.
Okay. I'm sorry, Michael, before I recognize you, I did have Bob on the stack, so go ahead, Bob.
That's quite all right. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
These are two points of information for our Houston board members. One is if, because of the problem with our hotel on the 14th and 15th, we were to switch hotels, would we suffer a financial penalty?
No, we are not suffering any financial penalties for having canceled the hotel and not booking again with them. They've released us from any any down payments or anything because of this natural disaster.
Okay, and the second question is, can you just clarify, because it now seems confusing about the question of people displaced by the hurricanes and the use of their need for hotels and FEMA and all that, and just simply tell us that if there's any possibility that any hotel that we wouldn't be able to find, how do I ask this, can
there's
we
no
find a hotel that will not result in displacing anyone in any of these weekends in October? Is
the
that
hotel has told me, and I'm sorry that I did not bring it up at the beginning. The hotel told me that on the weekend of the 14th, that because FEMA has granted an extension to people that are already in the hotel indefinitely, combined with the fact that they have some other commitments of people that either signed up right after the storm went through or whatever, that weekend of the 14th is not doable. The weekend of the 21st through 23rd is still...
Right. I'm sorry. I understood that.
No,
maybe
one will be
my
displaced.
Question is perhaps not clear enough. What I meant was, are there other hotels available on that same weekend in which we would not be displacing any victims of the hurricane?
I really cannot answer that question.
Okay.
I don't think a hotel would agree to that, though.
Would agree to what?
To displacing someone.
If we don't have proper information on that, I'd rather not go into speculation since
right.
we do have to resolve this. Michael?
I cannot speculate.
Yeah, as folks know, I had indicated in my email that I'd be unavailable for religious reasons, but I've thought about this long and hard, and I can make an exception, and the only weekend I can be available is the last weekend. But I'm really concerned about the displacement issue. I'm concerned as a matter of principle, and I don't expect any hotel who is in the business of making money to be very candid at all about who they're displacing or whether they're displacing anybody at all. And I would think, as a matter of common sense, that most of the people who are being housed in hotels or motels in the Houston area certainly are not being housed in places like the Renaissance, if there's a Renaissance in the Houston. They're being housed in motels like Holiday Inn and Ramada Inn and motels of that sort. And I think that on the basis of that, irrespective of the meeting date or the weekend that we hopefully would collectively agree to meet on, that we need to be thinking about another venue. I would wholly support another venue, whether it's in Denver or elsewhere.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Sure.
Wendy?
Hi. I'm beside myself to hear tonight on a phone call from one of my fellow board members in Houston who told me 2 days ago that there would be no problem as long as we hurry up and book, and we told the hotel when we would be deciding this, and it was tonight. At the time, it was, yeah, that meeting, that weekend, the 14th through the 16th would be tight. Now we're getting this political question, do you want to displace a bunch of poor people from Louisiana? I don't think the poor people from Louisiana are in this hotel. I really don't get it. Okay, we got all the Rita victims in Houston. You know what? Yeah, I'm sure there are some. And I'm sure, well, whatever. Okay, so let's just say that this is what the new information is, that weekend is not available because we would have to throw somebody out. There are 1,000 hotels in Houston, Texas, and if you remember the way this whole thing went in the beginning, the national office found one that was more practical at the time. And our argument was, because since we had the choice of every one, that one was not better because it would have a lot more frustration in time and traveling and all that kind of stuff. And they said, well, it's $10 a night cheaper. And we said, well, you know, you pay $250 when you go to a different station. Why are we arguing about $60 as opposed to $50 when we come to Houston, when everything else is cheaper anyway? No, we're not going to meet on the Halloween weekend. I'm sorry. We can't do that. That is not a good time to meet. Some of us have children. It's not a good time for us. We cannot wait on interviewing our executive director candidates, and we can't wait on approving our budget. So now the argument seems to be, well, let's just have it somewhere else. Well, there are 1,000 hotels in Houston, Texas, and all we have to do is come up with a date, and it will be worked out because people here are willing to make arrangements. We're not going to be putting FEMA people out on the street. I'm just so sorry to hear that argument. And anyway, so I'm still going to say we need to set this date, and then we will find a place. And I really just kind of don't believe that this one that we had won't do it. What I heard from them before was, oh, well, you know, please tell us, hurry up, what you want. And the place where we were going to have the meeting is available for all of these weekends. But, yeah, they won't continue to be, so we need to decide tonight. But moving to another city is just not an option. I'm sorry, we did not even have a hurricane here. We had, you know, a very confusing situation, and we could have had a hurricane here. And we have a bunch of people here who did have a hurricane, but most of them left because we were about to have another one. So, please, guys, this is...
Madam Chair, I call...
I'm afraid that different arguments are being used right now to advance other positions that were held before this...
I call the question.
Madam Chair.
Okay, the question's been called.
Second.
On what?
Seconded, huh?
On
your
what?
Question,
on the motion that's before us, which is the date for the last weekend in October.
Motion before is a substitute motion by Wendy that I seconded.
Point of order.
14.
Okay, thank you, Fadi, for that clarification.
Welcome.
Yes, David?
Are you calling the question on all pending questions or just the most recent substitute?
All pending questions.
What does that mean?
The original motion
that's before us
was by far.
Well, let's take a vote on whether there's two-thirds majority to end discussion.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
Madam Chair.
Are there any objections to ending discussion?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
Just to describe it, what it means is if we vote in favor of closing debate, then we would vote serially on each of the motions that came up, going backwards through each of the three.
Right. We got that. So let's call the question. Let's do the question vote on stopping debate.
Okay. Are there
point
any objections
order?
To ending
yes.
debate? All right.
Point of order.
Donna, can we do a roll call?
I have a point of order before the roll call.
Yes, Bob.
Since I had asked for that poll to be taken, that was a point of information that the chair agreed to have people answer. That has never been answered, and I can't intelligently vote until that poll is conducted, and nor can, I'm sure, other board members.
Well,
Madam
I think
chair,
that yes,
constitutes
Dave.
Debate.
No, okay. It's a point of order that I had a point of information I was waiting
for. No, I know your point of order, but I think the poll you're requesting constitutes debate.
No, it's a point of information. It's information I need to vote, and the chair had assured me that would be obtained.
I would like to hear the poll also.
All right, well, can we finish the poll? Because I do think it's information, and, you know, I
yeah.
agree.
I guess my frustration in all of this, y'all, is that I began a poll, and it turned into debate. And so if that's something that you all would like, then I would very much appreciate everyone's cooperation in this. So as we move through the stack, I would appreciate no discussion and just a simple either yes or no as to whether or not you would be available on certain dates. Can we all agree to that?
I can.
Yes.
Thank you. Donna, can we begin?
Yes, but Madam Chair, I just want to ask the question. Do you want me to ask each person 14th through 16th, 21st through 23rd,
yes.
28th through 30th?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that, and can you guys note Well, I'll do it. It might take a little bit longer, but let's start with Marty.
It's okay. I could, if you'd like me to take notes on this piece, then I'd be more than happy to.
All you're asking is which ones people cannot make.
Yes.
Okay, Marty, which one?
I can't make the last weekend.
That's the 28th through the 30th.
Right, and I, you know, as much as I just love the idea of everyone coming here, it would be practically impossible to, you know, arrange some kind of...
Okay, we wanted to make sure just to keep it... Sorry, Marty, I don't want
I'm to... Sorry. I just wanted to cut you off. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Which weekend can you not make?
The last weekend.
Oh, that's right. He's gone.
28th through the whatever it is.
Okay, he can't make the last. LaVarne?
No, thank you. You know, I defer to the Houston Planning Committee, so you can... I'll pass for now.
Okay. William Walker, not on the call. Batty, which weekend?
Batty cannot make it the weekend of the 22nd.
Okay. Sarf?
I cannot make 14th, and then I, other ones I can make. 21st, and I can 28th and 29th, I can make those.
Okay. Dave?
I'll make whatever I have to make.
Okay. Maria?
Yeah, well, the 14th and the 22nd, I've got midterms. It's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible.
So is that no on the 14th and the 22nd?
What, it would mean that I could probably come for a day and that's it.
On which day?
On the weekend of the 14th and the weekend of the 22nd.
So you want me to give you a half or what? I'll give you a half, Maria. One half on the 14th, one half on the 22nd.
Yeah,
okay,
unless you guys want me to fail out my first semester.
Madam Chair?
I am not available the weekend of the 21st.
Okay. Donna? Well, I'm not available any time, but I'll make it. I don't care. Okay, Joe, are you back on the call? Gozi, are you back on the call? Wendy? Which weekend?
Either the... Well, I don't know. We're not talking about the 7th. I could do the 7th. I could do the 14th. I could do the 21st.
Can you do the 28th to the
3rd? No.
Okay.
Can I be... see, Lonnie here. Can I put in my 2 cents?
Well, do you want me to wait until you come up in the stack and call
great.
On you?
That'd be great.
Okay. Teresa?
Any date is fine with me.
Okay, because before you said you couldn't make the 14th through the 16th. Have you changed your mind?
I can't remember saying that, so
okay.
You got me there.
Okay, that's okay. I'm sure you can make it all. Patty?
I can make it all but the last weekend.
Okay.
I could make that too, but I prefer not that one.
Okay, I'll put you for no there. Ray, which weekend can you not make? 14th.
At this point, the only one I can make is the 21st and the to the 23rd.
Okay, so you cannot make the 14th through the 16th or the 28th through the 30th.
Yes,
Bob?
Be difficult.
Yeah, the 14th to the 16th.
You cannot make?
Cannot.
Okay. Michael?
I can only make the 28th to the 30th.
Okay. Ambrose?
I prefer to make only the 28th through the 30th.
Okay.
Does that mean no for the 14th and the 21st?
Yep.
Mark?
I can make it any time but the 21st. I'm taking some kids. I coach the debate league, and we're going to our first interstate meet, and I will be with my kids.
Okay, so you're out for the 21st. Okay.
I started to do the long thing, but everybody else did, so I...
Okay, Rob?
I can make all of the dates.
Okay. And you know about Serena?
Serena can make the 8th, and she can make the 28th.
Okay, so she can't make the 14th
through the 16th? She can't make the 14th and the 21st.
Or the 21st and the 23rd.
That's correct.
Okay, Lonnie, now it's your turn.
Can't make the 14th, 16th.
Okay.
And
Donna, I think that's...
Donna?
Yes.
This is LaVarne. Okay. I cannot make the 29th,
okay.
And the 8th would be really difficult.
Okay, I don't think the 8th is on the table.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
So the 29th I can't make.
Okay. Madam Chair, we've got, let me see, let me count. 1, 2, 3,
you asked the chair?
5, 6,
oh, okay, I'm sorry.
7. 7.5 cannot make the 14th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5 cannot make the 21st. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 cannot make the 28th. So it looks like the weekend most people can't make is the 14th through the 16th.
But that's not much different.
I'm sorry. I got a different count. I was taking notes. I have 4 on the 28th to 30th, and I didn't hear Steve say any weekend except the 7th to the 9th that he couldn't come.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, I only have 4 for the 28th as well. I know that Patty said that she preferred not to do the 28th, but that it wasn't impossible, so I didn't include her.
Well,
so the 4 that I have that are not able to make it on the 28th are Marty, Steve, Wendy, and Ray.
But I'm not even sure
LaVar?
When Steve is
but I cannot. This is Lauren. Also, I cannot make it.
This is Ray. I have a wedding, but since I was about to miss the Washington demonstration, I guess I can miss that.
Are you changing your mind, Ray?
Yes.
He's saying that
I will
it
not
is
stand
possible.
In the way of that if it's what's going on. Yeah.
Okay,
and Lamar, you now have a conflict on the 28th?
No, I don't now have a conflict. I said that when I passed, and Donna came back to me and I said I cannot make the 29th. It's not now, it was then.
Okay, so
okay,
Madam
I didn't hear it then,
I'm
so
sorry.
That's why I asked now.
Yeah,
okay, so what I have for the 28th are 1, 2, 3, 4, still 4 on the 28th. And again, that's Marty, Steve, LaVarne, and Wendy.
And
Marty,
as I said, I don't think
Pat,
Dave
Marty,
actually said
Wendy,
that weekend.
And Patty. Okay.
I think he said the opposite, that he could come then.
Yeah,
it was only the 7th to 9th that he said he was on.
Oh, okay. So then we only have 3.
So, okay, hold on, Madam Chair. So Steve is a can-do.
Yes, so it's only Marty, LaVarne, and Wendy.
And Patty.
And Patty.
Right, Patty?
I said I don't want to. I will be forced. It's also, we've only...
right now, could you guys just say yes or no?
Yeah, we ended discussion.
I wrote down that Steve could not make the 28th through the 30th. Is that wrong?
Yes, that's wrong. Okay.
I don't believe we did end discussion.
Madam Chair, call the question.
So now that we have this information, we're going to move forward with, I guess, calling the question.
Yes.
You guys need to get it. We have candidates who are counting on us to interview them.
Okay. Enough. Go ahead, Donna. And this is to end debate. We're not voting on the motion yet.
Oh, to end debate.
Yes.
Okay.
Objection.
End debate. Marty?
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We're ending debate. Marty?
Abstain.
Okay, Steve is gone, right?
Yes.
LaVarne?
I pass. I abstain.
Okay. William is not here. Patty?
Patty votes yes to end debate.
Okay. Sarv?
Yes.
Dave?
Abstain.
Maria?
Abstain.
Donna? Yes. Joe is not here. Ngozi is not here. Wendy?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Abstain.
Okay. Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena's not here. And, okay, we've got, I'm counting this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 would like to end debate, and 1, 2, 3 would not like to end debate, Madam Chair. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people who abstained.
Okay, so now we'll move to the first motion that we have before us, which is to have the PNB meeting on October 14th through the 16th.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You want to...
That was SAR's motion for the 28th to the 30th.
Yeah, there was a substitute motion. But wasn't there one after that for the 23rd? No, there wasn't. So right now, the only thing we have before us is the 13th or the 29th?
Yes.
The 14th or the 28th,
yeah.
So if we vote, if we wanted the 23rd, we'd vote no on both of those?
Yes.
Well, whatever.
Essentially.
Okay, so, Madam Chair, are we voting on the substitute motion to... rescheduled the meeting to the weekend of the 14th?
Amendment.
Yes.
Amended.
That's the one that we're voting on initially. And just to remind folks, there are 8 people that are not available on that date.
Okay. And Madam Chair, are you calling it a substitute or an amendment?
It was a substitute.
Wendy called it a substitute.
Okay. Okay, so we're voting.
Wait. Wasn't the original motion to have it on the 14th through the 16th?
No.
No.
No, the original was for the last weekend in October. Can we please move forward with this?
Okay, so I'm calling the vote for the substitute motion to reschedule the meeting to the weekend of October the 14th. Okay, Marty?
Yes.
Steve is not here. Lavarne?
Pass.
William's not here. Patty?
Yes.
Barb?
No.
Dave?
Pass.
Maria?
I'm not just following Dave, but pass.
Okay. Donna? Yes. Joe's not here. Ngozi? Oh, it's not here. Wendy?
This is for the 14th?
Yes.
Yeah, this is your motion.
Yes.
Okay. Teresa? Teresa?
I'll pass.
Okay. Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Bob?
No.
Michael?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Mark?
No, too many can't make it.
Rob?
No.
Serena's not here, and that's it. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Secretary, go back to the ones who passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Lavarne?
No business passing.
Lavarne?
Am I hearing echoes? Yes.
Okay, and we've got Sarv. Wait a minute. No, we don't. We've got, let me
Teresa.
See. Dave. We have Dave.
And Maria.
Yes, well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes for Dave. Maria?
Ask me one more time. I'm thinking I got a midterm that week, too. Let me just think. Come back to me after you get Teresa.
Teresa?
I'm going to abstain.
Maria?
Oh, jeez. The first
one. Go do it.
Let's go.
All right, I'll go. Yes.
Donna, I'll say yes also.
That's Teresa.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Okay, let's see what we've got here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. And
I only have 8 yes.
I have 10.
Well, let me count it and then we'll go through the names, okay? Okay, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. Okay, now if your no vote is the same as mine, let me go through the yeses, okay? I've got Marty Durlin.
No, Marty had no.
No, I was a yes.
I apologize.
I'm sorry, I was a yes.
Okay, so Marty's yes. Lavarne is yes. Patty is yes. Dave is yes. Maria, yes. Donna, yes. Teresa, yes. Patty, yes. Teresa, yes. Wendy, yes. And those are all the yeses. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 I get 9, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Okay. So it's 9 yeses, 7 no's.
Did you count Teresa twice?
No, I did not. Do you want me
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I had Marty originally as a no, so that was where our...
And I have six no's.
Was.
All right.
Goodbye.
Well, the no's I have are...
Excuse me, we haven't voted on the motion yet, so people shouldn't leave. We just voted to substitute.
That's right.
I'd like to discuss, because we have a problem, if there are only nine people who can come, and there also seems to be a divide here politically, and we're talking about passing the budget and an ED, and if we do that with a house of 10, our cards will come falling down.
Oh, come on.
No, it will.
A point of order. Yeah, we're voting now. We're using our one person, one vote item right now. Now, let's just do it. Let's do what we're doing. I don't think we're in the middle of a vote, and we're going to go to another vote, and if we can discuss through Robert's rules, let's do it. But don't break the motion here now.
I'm saying we need to stop and think about what we're doing. If we have only nine people that are deciding, do we got to be careful?
Madam Chair, can we have order?
We have order.
Madam Chair, will you bring the member into order, please?
Mark raises a very legitimate issue.
Thank
Mark
you.
We have
process
really?
Here. We can
Wait.
Discuss it. Thank
no,
you,
we're
Madam
doing
Chair.
Mark does raise.
I called the House order because we closed debate.
Yes,
on
but
all
I think the critical issue before us is that there are many members that are not going to be in attendance during this date, and Mark is just wanting people to think long and hard about the decisions that are being made. I feel like people, it is a very clear political divide, and people are making decisions.
Everybody can be there.
Political.
People are making decisions.
We have closed debate, Madam Chair.
Well, Patty's going to always be there when Wendy can be there, and this is going to always
Madam
be
Chair.
There.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, can I be recognized?
Totally out of order.
Yeah, it's like...
Hey, Madam Chair, is there a point of order? Is there any way in Robert's rules to suspend a previously approved motion to close debate? I note that Mark voted to close debate. A number of other people who now want to discuss it voted to close debate. I think Mark raises a good point, but from a parliamentary point of view, what is the procedure to reopen debate after it's been closed?
We can reconsider it. Somebody can make a motion to reconsider.
It never occurred to me, Dave. Like I said, I could make it all but one weekend, but it never occurred to me we'd have this thing that just happened. It never occurred to me.
Fine, I agree. We need to talk about it. But what do we do?
Make a motion to reconsider.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to reconsider the close of debate. Can we get the final vote count, Donna? Before
On the substitute motion?
Yes.
We had nine yes and seven no.
Nine yes and seven no?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, isn't the motion to reconsider closing debate?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get what the final count was, because I know the discussion sort of erupted as we were finalizing the vote count.
Julie, can I ask a parliamentary question as well, a point of order? If it takes two-thirds to close debate, would it not take two-thirds to reopen debate?
No, not if it's on the same meeting.
What?
It, not only if it's reconsidered at the same meeting. Only if it's the next meeting, then it would take two-thirds.
It takes two-thirds now also.
I believe it does.
Two-thirds? What do you mean next meeting?
Dave, do you have a response to that? Because I know that you're pretty up on Robert's
No,
rules.
I don't know.
You
I'm
don't?
Asking.
Okay.
Point of order, I believe reconsidering takes two-thirds.
Here's what I know
we
about reconsideration.
You have
okay.
voted
in
for
me.
It.
I'll vote
who
to
voted
reconsider.
Yes, votes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Mark
votes.
Voted to close debate, so he's voting to reopen it.
Right, but it would still take two-thirds.
No, it wouldn't, because remember, for example...
It does, too!
Wait, let me finish. Remember when we were at the L.A. meeting and we voted to reconsider the motion not to have it required to be KPFK? It only took a majority to reconsider, and that's what we did.
But not to close debate. Closing debate and reconsidering it is...
One thing is to reconsider, and then the second is to close debate. You can't lump the two together on two-thirds. It only takes a majority to reconsider, just like it did in L.A.
Point of order?
Nope.
Yes, Dave?
I think, or actually, it's a...
I think if we vote down the amended main motion and we don't have anything before us, then it reopens again. So that's just a simple majority, and that might be the most efficient way to do it.
So then vote on now the main motion.
The only question I have if we did that is then would reconsidering that take some. I mean, I'm in favor of discussing this until we work out these political issues, but I don't know how to do it in from a parliamentary point of view.
Let me give my one little parliamentary advice that I've learned in the last couple of months is that because we've hired a parliamentarian at the KPFT LSB, and there were a bunch of breaches of procedure, and what that guy said later was, well, since the chair didn't restate the motion every time, therefore, you guys have no recourse that they did it wrong because the chair, you know, it's just lost because the chair didn't restate the motion every time. So it would be prudent for us to always have our chair restate what we're voting on.
Okay. Great. So now we have a motion before us to reconsider closing debate, and since we do not have a parliamentarian on the call, and there's a lot of confusion as to whether or not it necessitates two-thirds or not, then the chair is going to go ahead and rule that a majority will allow us to reopen debate.
What is information, Madam Chair? Where on earth are you coming up with that ruling?
Excuse
and how
me.
Are we, if I wanted to overrule you, come up with a decision? I mean, give me a break. Is this a joke?
Well, buddy, unless you can cite for me...
Point of order.
In the Robert's Rules of Order, where we have that, then we have nothing else to go on. And
you can't cite to me.
No, but this is a critical issue, Fadi. I'm not doing this in order to reopen discussion on my new issue. This is something that is extremely important to the foundation, and so I want to make sure that we do our due diligence. And if directors feel that we haven't, then I would like to allow for that time to discuss. This is not something that I'm doing to, you know.
Well, Julie?
Yes.
The other thing that I learned in all of this now that we have a parliamentarian stuff is that what you do when the chair makes a bad ruling or a good ruling, if you don't agree with it, is appeal the ruling of the chair. And I used to think that that took two-thirds, but it doesn't. It takes a simple majority. So you can appeal the ruling of the chair if you don't like what the chair did, or we can move on and just talk about it, I guess. Is what we're heading towards.
What I want to know is why are people opposed to discussing this further? I mean, don't we want to come to an agreement in which the majority of our directors are able to participate in critical issues like the budget and like the next ED? Can I please finish? All of you. I do not understand why there are such major objections to us finally coming to consensus when we have some very critical issues before the foundation. To me, it would seem that you all, in particular those of you that argue time and time again that, you know, we have a fiduciary responsibility to the organization for you all not to allow this. And I think that there are critical issues, and
sorry.
I think that we need to discuss. When our vote comes down to a 9-7 vote, we're obviously and clearly split.
Okay,
so
Madam
we need
Chair,
to figure out what the
you.
Best process is for moving forward.
I have an answer for you, Madam Chair. And it's quite simple. It's not because I have argued for fiduciary responsibilities in the past, and people don't need to be labeled one way or the other. The fact is simple. Every single one of those three weekends has a chunk of people that will be absent or cannot make it.
But the reason why we did the poll was to see which weekend more people would be displaced.
Not a bit of this stack.
That's what
I would like to be on the stack
out.
As well, Wendy.
If you all want to open up discussion, then let's open up discussion. But I'm not going to entertain any more discussion unless you all want to open it up.
I just answered you back. I just answered why.
I don't want an answer.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
So either we allow for discussion or we don't.
We should.
Madam Chair, I'm...
Are there any objections to reopening discussion?
Yes.
Can we please listen to the Secretary?
Well, all I'm going to say is I don't even know what the motion is. I think I...
Kind of important.
...got some of it. It was... A motion is to reconsider or to consider opening debate on the date again. Is that what it was, Madam Chair?
No.
It's a matter of discussing, again, and understanding the implications of this vote.
Okay. Consider discussion.
Well, can we just do consensus on that? Because if we want to
that's
go,
what
oh,
I'm
we
trying
just
to do,
vote, then that kind of sucks. We can just say, hey, guys, maybe we should think about this. I mean,
I believe that that's what Mark tried to do, but people began jumping
well,
down
Mark
his neck.
Well, Mark said a bunch of other stuff that inflame people.
Oh,
okay,
come
well,
on.
People need to people need to not get inflamed because we need to come to a decision tonight, and this is extremely important, and I'm extremely frustrated at this point because folks are using this as an opportunity to you know,
have a meeting. Oh, my God.
Madam Chair?
No, it's more than that, Wendy, and you know it.
Madam Chair?
What is it, Mark?
What
yeah,
do you
I think?
Think
we need
look at the, to look
okay,
at the
you guys. Order.
Look
we're
at
on
the
telephone
I think, first
call.
Of all, I mean, I think the issue is that people said that they weren't available on certain dates, but then when it came down to the vote, then all of a sudden they were available. I mean, those things are critical, you guys. We need to just be diligent about what we're doing, and we need to be honest, and we need to just come up straightforward and say, you know what, we can make this date, we can't make this date, so that we can move on. I'm very frustrated with people, you know, playing these games and running us in circles. We don't need to do that. We need to move forward, and we need to decide on a date which allows for the majority of our directors to participate. We
point
talk
of,
about...
Madam
yes.
Chair?
I want to be on the stack, as Wendy.
Madam Chair, I want to be on the stack, sir.
Dave also.
Point of information, Madam Chair, could if you're going to allow debate, could you not allow three pro, three con, or something like that so we could limit it?
Can I ask a point of information, Madam Chair? This is Rob Robinson.
Yes, Rob.
It's my understanding that we're trying to arrive at a date that we can reschedule the meeting. Bob asked that we go through and identify the dates that we would not be able to be available on. I think the confusion has to do with whether or not we're going to select a date where more people said they were not going to be available than one where more people said they were. So could we review again with the Secretary the dates at which people said the number of people that can be available for each one of the meeting dates so that we don't select a meeting date at which fewer people can be available than one which more people can be available?
If that's a new thing, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, Rob. No, hold on one second.
Madam Chair.
Rob, hold on one second. Rob, that's exactly what we did prior to us moving into a vote. However, people that mentioned that they were not available on the 14th or on the 20th, or actually on the 14th, then voted against that, then voted against themselves. And so that's the complication that we're in right now, is that
but I'd like, in revisiting the discussion, let's be clear on what people said, the number of people that said that they couldn't be available on certain dates so that we have that before us.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read it right now. On the 14th, there are 8 people that said that they would not be available. On the 21st, there are 8 people that said that they would not be available. And on the 28th, there are 4 people that said that they would not be available.
So clearly the 28th was the date at which more people can affirmatively attend the meeting.
They say.
Well, who else is going to say?
We need some more discussion. Can we do
no,
that?
No, it seems to me that democratically we're going to be doing this in a fair manner. Since that's the date that most of the people will be available, that should be the appropriate date that we should.
It should be the date.
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Madam Chair, are we going to have a discussion with the staff?
I don't understand where the complexity arises here.
It's all politics.
Point of clarification. I think that part of the problem was the host committee or someone had brought up the issue of not being able to hold on to the executive director candidate. I believe someone called that a problem, and why we couldn't be there on the 28th.
No, that's
the 30th.
I would think that the
Madam Chair, I would like you to call the meeting to order and go through that.
Madam Chair, can I just respond to that very briefly? I would think that if they are aware of a date certain, then they will make themselves available on that date.
Sure.
Right.
Maybe
Madam Chair, could you please read the stack?
Yes. What I have on the stack is Wendy, Sarv, and Dave. The other point that I want to bring up is that Teresa also mentioned that there were complications with the hotel on the 14th. So there are many issues that have been brought up around these dates. And I don't think that it is prudent for us to pinpoint one over the other. Wendy?
Madam Chair, could you put me on the stack? This is Teresa.
Yes,
and
Wendy.
Could you put and Mark on the stack, please?
Okay, hold on. Let me just read this off. Wendy, Sarv, Dave, Teresa, Mark. Who else?
Patty. Put Patty on there, too.
Wendy.
Okay, I'm going to try and be calm here and just say that, well, first of all, the fact that we all blurted out our first choices does not necessarily mean that that is the end-all, be-all. I got to tell you that one thing that I have noticed with the out-of-town, with the quarterly meetings of the PNB, is that people make go out of their way to be there, okay? I understand that Fatty can't be there on one of the days because he had a very important person die in his family, and Zarina as well. But at the same time, I have to say that, yeah, if people are saying what days they would like to have, what we've seen for the PNB meetings that we go to is that there is basically, you know, 95% attendance. So if we pick a date, the people will come or not. And at the same, and I've also said that, you know, the people of Houston, Texas are really, really guilty of being very nice and very accommodating. Now, I've recently had an exchange with a staff member at KPFA who said, you know, one thing he noticed while he was here was that, you know, well, you guys aren't real progressive down there, so the people down there really value their station. Well, I got to tell you that, yeah, we do have a handicap in that point. And so we do, and we are really nice.
Let's cut to the chase. Come on.
Hello. And we do really go out of our way to accommodate things that maybe some of our other stations who enjoy a different progressive climate might not. You know, they've got a bunch of people there that don't care about that. They've got a lot of other choices, so they don't go out of their way for no money like we do. So let me just say this, that I don't think that vote was the ultimate thing. I think that if this board were to actually decide something, that the people will come. And I said it before, and I'll say it again, is that we do have, I mean, I'm surprised to hear again that the hotel we chose could not accommodate us, but it is not a political decision to have a PNB meeting on whatever date. Just pick one and go with it. And the fact that we can't wait a month from the time we all had it planned to do it. There are a bunch of pressing issues that we have to do. It is not an argument over factions on the board. I'm so shocked to hear anybody say that. Well, you just voted that because you're voting with your friends. Mark, I can't believe you would say that. And so it's just still like we need to have this meeting.
Okay, Donna, can we begin timing folks for a minute?
Please.
Sure.
Oh, thank you. The chair is going to be off. I'm
one
the host
minute.
Committee. I'm the
me.
One who's done a lot of this work. And I'm telling you that we have a lot of other people involved, and we already decided that, oh, yeah, we've lost a week.
Billy, she's going to be on her minute.
Point
of order. The chair cannot rule the time allotted to members.
Yes, she can.
No, the board can vote to do that if the board so chooses.
I'm getting excited, is that we need to have a meeting. The people in Houston can accommodate the national board. It's a big inconvenience to us, but we will do it because we care. And
the fundamental arithmetic tells you that more board members are available on the 28th.
Are we
this is why interrupted me. Who are you? Why do you have the power to do that? I don't understand
Madam
this.
Chair.
Order.
Interrupt.
Look. Okay, I don't understand why this is a political decision. It might be political if we decide to have
Wendy,
it in a different area.
Can we please move on?
Thank you.
Because I feel like many of these arguments have been brought up. I agree that they are critical arguments and that they are important, but the reason why I would choose to limit folks to a minute is because we've been discussing this for some time now.
No,
and
Julie,
people
I think
continue
but
to
I,
raise the same
I,
issues.
Back to members,
I'd like
to interrupted
move
by Pete
toward a decision.
Can you
what
hear
was that?
Me?
I can hear you. What was that?
Could you please not have people be interrupted?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
The directors, please respect one another enough to not interrupt each other. Thank you. Sarv?
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I really, really want to appreciate all the work that goes into there, and people in Houston, they've gone through to arrange all the hotels and all the other things that go into making arrangements. I do appreciate that. And I also do appreciate that they would like to see our meeting in Houston. I can very well appreciate that. And my major concern is that I would like to see as many people from the Pacifica National Board appear at the meeting as possible. In addition to just the board members, we have various kind of fundraisings going on at different stations, and the general managers would have to, they will not be available, or if they are, they will be for a limited time. And I think, looking from all this standpoint of other reasons, I think that most people, four people, they could not make it on the last weekend, and I thought it would give enough time.
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Everybody to. Okay.
Point of order. The board has not approved that rule of order for this meeting.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying
people
to keep
don't
order.
Care about any rules anymore.
Well, anyway, so I just
hello.
Want to make sure. Only thing I want to share is that I would like to see more attendance than less attendance, and I'd like to accommodate everybody on that count. Thank you.
Thanks, Harv, and I apologize if I missed something right now. My cell phone died. The battery died, so I had to hop on another phone.
No problem.
Dave?
Madam Chair, should I no longer keep time?
No, we should be keeping time.
No, I appeal the ruling of the chair. That requires a vote of the board to do that. It is not
Dave,
a chair.
Dave, we want to get through this.
I understand, but I've been very quiet listening to people shout out, interrupt, and hold debate, and I would like to have the opportunity, having waited, to make a statement that's a full statement. So I appeal the ruling of the chair on the one-minute limit.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. I'm not going to waste time in going to a vote.
Okay. I hate to shock Wendy, but for me it is a political thing. I think it's best if we're upfront and honest about it. And it does have to do with not the, it's treated like, it's the best thing for the meetings where everyone is present. But I would definitely, I have felt violated many times in this process by ceding my own immediate interest. For example, I knew Michael Tarif, when you weren't at that meeting, that you probably would have voted for Ambrose. And in the interest of board solidarity, I changed my vote for chair against my own interest to in the interest of the board staying together. There have been other times when I've done the same thing this year. We talk about following the democratic process. There's a member here who joins the committee of which I chair and starts shouting at me when I'm in the middle of a statement going through a narrative of events to describe information that I'm editorializing. The chair claims out of nowhere that a meeting which was posted duly and which included in the posting what it was for and was in response to a member's request to hold the meeting, saying they wanted to deal with particular issues, that it was an improper meeting and would not attend because it didn't address, because the agenda wasn't properly posted. When, in fact, the same section of the bylaws they were referring to has a bunch of other provisions that are not and have never been followed. And I get things like that all the time. I get the rug pulled out from under me all the time. Every time I cede my own immediate political interest in the expectation that there's going to be some reciprocity, I feel I just get hammered. So I'm done with doing that, and I'll vote my interest, and my interest is to do it at the time when certain people who I see eye to eye with are able to be present, and that's the majority I'm interested in, and that's just real. Now, if we want to, as a body, come together and really treat each other in a different way, I'm all up for that, but, you tell me where that starts. And as far as I'm concerned, if the issue is the vote on the ED, I don't personally have an issue with agreeing that we'll hold a vote by mail or some such so that every member can be heard regardless of the time. I think it's reasonable to do it in such a way that all members of the board get heard. But to say, every member, I mean, there's more here than there. We don't know when Ngozi or Joe can or cannot make it. Their voice hasn't been heard on this. And it is a question of politics because the proportions of people are not the same. So I've decided I'm voting my political interest. My larger interest is in having the board operate in a sense of solidarity, but I haven't seen it, and I have actively ceded my interest before. So if somebody can tell me how that's going to be reciprocated, I'd be very interested to hear it, but I haven't seen it.